Jerry Bader Show 1022. I had missed that quote Jason just shared with me. Jermichael Finley, when he was temporarily paralyzed, said he thought God was punishing him for pretty much everything he had done wrong in his life and how scary it was. He couldn't move. He couldn't breathe. And he could see the panic in the eyes of others. What a just terrifying moment. You know what's interesting about that? My dad, who had one of the shortest fuses ever, man had a very hot temper, was hit by a stroke in 2004, which ended up being 3 years before he passed away, which robbed him of most of his ability to speak. He was convinced God was punishing him for the way he treated people. I never knew what to make of it. I just said, no, Dad, that's not what's going on. He might be punishing you for dipping that homemade bread into the lard that Mom left in the pan. Could be punishing you for that. But, you know, talking about the way he lived and ate. But that's what Jermichael Finley, this was punishment. I have no comment on that. Just, I found it very interesting. Over the years, and by the years, I mean the past couple of years, I've been trying to make a point. And to be perfectly candid with you, I'm not sure I have succeeded. There is a story that the Milwaukee paper did yesterday that I think makes the point. And it's a story that I guarantee almost nobody noticed because it looks like one of those little fluffy feel-good stories. But I think it illustrates a concept that I have been trying to share with you for years now. And here's what that concept is. When you hear conservatives and liberals alike talk about the absence of the middle class and we have to restore the middle class, they're both being dishonest. Middle class jobs where you get paid a lot of money for something most people can be trained to do because of the powers of unions extracting that from beer makers and car makers and others in the 20th century is gone because of a global market. It's just gone. You are not going to make a living making paper, making cars, or anything else where pretty much anybody can be trained to do what you do. You're not going to earn enough money to have a house, two cars, a cabin up north, and put the kids through college. It is not going to happen. Mass production is not going to create that type of middle-class income anymore. It's gone. Now, what I have been trying to explain is the remedy. The liberal remedy is this. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll have people walk off the jobs at McDonald's and Hardee's until they get $30,000 a year or more. Or if Revoces de la Frontera, we'll coerce Palermo's in Milwaukee, a pizza maker, to pay that kind of wage. Jobs that don't have the intrinsic value of $30,000, $40,000 a year. We're just going to make them pay. That's not going to work either. Trust me. Not unless you want a $15 Big Mac or a $30 pizza frozen in your freezer. That's not going to happen. It just isn't. The economics aren't there. So what I've been saying is you need a unique selling proposition. You as an individual. And that, not necessarily that everybody's going to be the next Bill Gates. Because that's what people say, well, not everybody's Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, you know. No, but everybody can be probably provide a unique proposition that others cannot. And others have confused this with me saying, well, just go get more education. Now, that's part of it. That's part of it, certainly. Learning a skilled trade or something like that. Absolutely. That increases your value. Here's what I'm talking about. In Waukesha County, there's a farmer named Lloyd Williams. Lloyd is a small operation farmer, 40 cows. Let me tell you what, when my dad got out of farming in the 80s, and when I graduated from high school in the 70s, we had about 30 or less, I think. And we were small back then. Most guys then already had 80, 100, 200. I don't know how they were making a go of it. I do not know how Lloyd Williams was making a go of it, but he was. But he also realized that if he was going to make his dairy farm, which has been in the family since 1836, Jason, this land that he has, 1836, financially sound for future generations, kids, grandkids, great, that wasn't going to work. Okay, so what does he do? Does he sell the farm? Does he realizes that as farming is changing, these mega farms, again, I don't know how he was sustaining right now. He remembered something. He remembered Bonby Brick. If it doesn't ring a bell to you, that's because it most likely wasn't sold in the area of the state of which you're listening. It was made by Mapleton Creamery of Waukesha County. And apparently it's this delicious cheese. But what happened is Mapleton went out of business in the 80s. And Bonby Brick, which was their unique cheese, went with it. For whatever reason, they went out of business. It's not because Bonby Brick wasn't wonderful. It apparently is. He remembered Bonby Brick. You know what he did? He went and found Terry Shaw. You know who Terry Shaw was? He was the original cheesemaker who originated Bonby Brick. He said, can you duplicate that? Shaw was as excited as hell. Oh, yeah. He gets some help from the UW-Madison, their Dairy Business Innovation Center. He put Bonby Brick back on the market. It's flying off the shelves. In fact, they have a website where you can order it off the website. There are people who remembered how wonderful it was, and there are people who've never had it. How perfect is that? So you got people maybe over 40, 50 years old, it's back. And people under like, what's back? Try this. And it's fabulous. I'm going to order some because it sounds so damn good. I have to give it a try. All right. Now, as of... Once the packages began appearing in stores in Waukesha County, it flew off the shelves, said Robert Crispy, sales and marketing manager for the cheese. Since the end of July, nearly 3,000 pounds have been produced and sold. It's now in more than 25 stores and 8 restaurants since July, Jason. July. All of his milk now goes exclusively to this cheese. And he's the only one producing milk for this cheese, and he's the only one selling this cheese. I've got just a few more things to say about this after the news. Because you might be saying to yourself, well, boy, he got lucky, or blessed, as he put it. I just want to put a bow on this in five. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.